It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. As you can imagine, most of this week's interaction has been on the topic of fundraising. Beatrice from Richmond is a longtime listener and supporter who donates each spring and fall. She writes, "It was a nuisance to go through the week with the same old spiel for money, but I realized that this was necessary. I also accept and realize that WEKU doesn't have the resources and the public to fully support the maintenance of this wonderful station. However, this latest plea really got to me. I have reached the point where I switched stations to get my morning news. I will put a book on tape to accompany me on my routine travels." Beatrice went on to let us know that she misses hearing classical music during the middays. Continuing the discussion of fundraising, Michael, who has been in touch before, sent an email saying, "Again, I'd like to suggest that you exclusively ask for monthly ongoing contributors with the stated purpose of eventually having enough of these to make on-air fundraising unnecessary. Once that happens, you can still reach out to listeners with the idea of supporting public radio with short and even frequent 30-second spots rather than multi-day program interrupting nagging." Michael continues, "It seems to me the fact that you keep having to do a short fund drive every couple of months or so should tell you that your current model is not working all that well." Well, of course, we could not disagree with such a wise suggestion, and we assured Michael we are actively pursuing a plan to increase the number of sustaining members for WEKU. But the fact is, on-air fundraising is likely to remain part of our lives for a while longer. We're grateful for all the comments, especially those attached to donations this past week. Whether it is a compliment or a complaint, we'd like to hear from you. Write to us at weku@eku.edu, post on our Facebook page, or call our listener comment line, 859-622-1657. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.